Tiger!
Ora, ora.
With Trade Minister Tim Grosser in Hawaii for the last-minute negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, four or a third of the daily dozen questions for ministers were about the controversial trade deal, with Associate Trade Minister Todd McLay handling most of them, including this one from the Greens' Russell Norman.
Why is it that the government will reveal its negotiating position to the other parties in the negotiation via these documents, but it will not make those negotiating documents available to the people of New Zealand?
The Honourable Todd McLay.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, in our desire to deliver the very best agreement possible for New Zealanders, it's necessary for us to negotiate with our partners.
Entry.
Supplementary question, Dr Russell Norman.
How can it undermine the New Zealand government position in the negotiations to release to the New Zealand public the papers that the New Zealand government has already given to the other governments that are party to the negotiation? The other governments already know what is
order,
in these papers.
Order. The question's been asked. The Honourable
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, what's becoming more apparent is that member's desire to undermine New Zealand's position in
the
negotiation.
Simply answer the question.
Todd McLay said the government valued the views of New Zealanders.
Which is why there have been two full consultations under TPP during the negotiation. But, Mr Speaker, what I would say to that member is the people who want us to make public these documents actually don't want to see the text. They just want to derail the agreement. An agreement, if concluded, will deliver benefit to the New Zealand economy.
Todd McLay also faced a question from Labour's David Parker about the potential for the TPPA to remove New Zealand's right to ban the sale of houses to foreigners.
What written advice has the Minister received from the Minister of Housing or that Minister's officials about the effect of foreign buyers on Auckland house prices?
Mr Speaker.
The Honourable Todd McLay.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, I'm not aware of all of the advice the Minister has received. But what I can say, Mr Speaker, is that in as far as TPP is concluded, it's not yet agreed, it's still a negotiation, and the outcome of this agreement, should it be reached, will depend upon the circumstances around the policy the Member is suggesting.
And the effect on the drug-buying agency Pharmac was raised with the Health Minister, Jonathan Coleman, by his Labour shadow and deputy leader.
Supplementary question, the Honourable
Anakin. If funding for the increased cost of pharmaceuticals arising from the TPP deal will not be, quote, by raiding the budget, end quote, as he claimed yesterday, how much has Pharmac, who has been providing technical advice to him, said that would be needed to cover the savings Pharmac normally achieves in Vote Health?
The Honourable Dr Jonathan Coleman.
Well, look, the whole point, Mr Speaker, is TPP hasn't been signed yet. We don't know what is in it, and that is a budgetary matter which would be dealt with at the next budget should TPP be signed.
Back to Todd McLay for an answer to this question from the New Zealand First Party's trade spokesman, Fletcher Tapoto.
How can it be that at the 11th hour and 59th minute, our agricultural trade envoy is saying, and I quote, the deal is simply not at the stage where the industry could support it or even where New Zealanders could really accept this deal?
The Honourable Speaker. Todd McLay.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, that's because this is still a negotiation and it's not yet an agreement. Our negotiators are overseas and are working hard to deliver the very best deal that they can on behalf of New Zealand, and I'd ask that member and his party to support those negotiators.
And Todd McLay's Cabinet colleague, Michael Woodhouse, the Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety, faced questions from Mr Tapoto's caucus colleague, Clayton Mitchell.
Will the government help small business by funding the health and safety representative training for small and medium businesses as they face the ever-increasing and crippling workplace compliance costs?
The Mr. Honourable Speaker. Michael Woodhouse.
Mr Speaker, the government already invests heavily in health and safety training and education.
Mr Woodhouse also faced a question from Labour's Ian Lees-Galloway, who wanted to know if agriculture would be classified as a high-risk industry.
Will farming be one of the high-risk industries that will be required to have health and safety representatives, even if a business has fewer than 20 employees?
The Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
Mr Speaker, the decision on which industries constitute high or low risk has not yet been made, but I intend to bring guidance to the House in advance of the Committee of the Whole.
And the delay on identifying high-risk industries proved controversial when the Health and Safety Reform Bill entered its second reading after question time. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.